So, thank you. Hello. Scott here. We got a lot of questions from the web, and we asked Scott to answer some of those. So I'm going to ask you the question we received from the internet, and you can answer this question. So the first question is from Nicola Ferrini. You want to know if there is something special around Microsoft Azure, or is it just our software? So how we run Azure?
Well, I think one of the things that's interesting about public cloud environments like Azure is just the scale at which we operate. You know, there's literally millions of servers running inside Azure today across, 36 regions around the world. And so, the thing that's sort of unique about Azure is all of the distributed system software we had to build to enable that. We don't use standard storage appliances. Instead it's all software driven. We don't use standard networking gear. Instead, we use a software-defined network with our own custom switches and our own custom routers. And then similarly on the compute fabric, we have a whole bunch of special software we've written in order to virtualize and scale out applications that can run, literally tens of thousands of compute cores in minutes. And so there's a lot of special software. The thing that's nice, though, is we're taking that same core technology and making it available also with Azure Stack. And so you can run it inside your data centers in the future as well with our Azure Stack offering. And that ability to kind of run in the public cloud with Azure, in your own data centers with Azure Stack, and take advantage of that special sauce is something we think is very unique.
So at the end, we are giving to our customers our intellectual properties we built to run Azure to run in their own data center.
Yeah.
That's cool, thank you. Second question, Stefano De Miliani. You talk a little bit in your talk. It's about serverless computing, right? We have function now. What do you see in the future of serverless computing?
Well, I think serverless computing is a really exciting one in that it enables a bunch of scenarios to run in a much easier way. And if you watch my keynote this morning, I showed off a number of scenarios, integrating in GitHub updates with code in Azure, responding to when you upload an image into Azure, doing vision recognition on the text in the image and processing it. And the great thing about all those scenarios was I didn't have to have a virtual machine running, and I wasn't actually being billed for something that was sitting idle in a cloud environment. Instead, that code woke up as it needed to when it was triggered, ran, and then went back to sleep. And I'm really excited that with our Azure Function service that we now make it really easy to do that and run it, again, anywhere around the world with Azure. And so I think you'll see even more enhancements around serverless computing, and you're going to see us integrate that even more into our environment. In fact, you'll see probably by next month the ability directly inside Visual Studio to just say create an Azure function and deploy it into Azure. And you'll get full IntelliSense, full project support.
It will be much easier.
And make it even easier to start taking advantage of this for a whole bunch of scenarios.
That's great. So Alessandro Del Sole, he wants to have the Visual Studio and running on Mac and Linux, not the code, the Visual Studio.
Yeah.
So what's your answer?
Well, so we now have Visual Studio code that runs, the same runs on Windows, Mac, and Linux, and it's free. And so if you download VS Code today, it's a great tool that you can use everywhere. It's open source, and it supports not just .NET, obviously, but also lots of other languages. And it's been amazing to see the number of developers now using VS Code just keeps going up and up. I think we'll soon have over 1 million active users every month now using VS Code, and it's only been out for 6 months. And so it's kind of amazing how fast it's growing. And with .NET Core, we now enable you to build apps using .NET and C# and run them on Windows, Linux, and Macs as well. And so we're starting to enable a real development environment where you can take the best development technology in the world, which we like to think of as .NET and VS, and use it everywhere. And even today in my keynote, I showed how you could use Visual Studio on Windows, in this case, to build a .NET Core app and run it in a container running in Linux in the Azure Container Service. And so you know, it starts to become kind of mind-bending in terms of all the possibilities of how you compose these things together. And you'll continue to see us add richer and richer support for this type of polyglot development environment where you can use any operating system, any language, any tool, and just have a fantastic environment that you can use to build amazing solutions.
That's great. So, Giancarlo Lelli, want to know more about blockchain. Mm-hmm. So, what we are thinking on Azure about blockchain in general.
Yeah. Well, I think with blockchain, blockchain is sort of this really amazing technology for doing distributed ledgers and building distributed ledger systems. And so a lot of people know about it with Bitcoin, but Bitcoin is just one example of a use case for the generalized blockchain technology. There's lots of, you know, financial, banking, you know, even when you buy something, how the money gets transferred, et cetera. And so you'll see lots more cases where we're enabling that. And we're already working with many partners and companies that are building blockchain solutions on Azure. And you'll definitely see us continue to add technology that enables that.
Okay.
And we've got some good blockchain templates and solutions that you can go and learn about on the Azure.com website today.
Okay, perfect. Another question from Alessandro Scardova. You want to know something about Xamarin.
Yep.
We have Xamarin Forms, and we have Universal Windows Platform, XAML.
Yep.
There is a way or path to combine the two for the future?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we're looking to enable is the ability to use C# and .NET to build any type of client application. And so you can use C# today to build Universal Windows apps. You can use Xamarin now to build iOS and Android apps and have a common code base that works across all of them. And the nice thing about Xamarin is it allows you to call all of the native window, all the native UI APIs for whatever platform you're targeting. So you don't have to have a kind of a lowest common denominator application that looks like it's not really a Windows app, that it's not really an iOS app, it's not really an Android app, it's sort of a merge of the three. Instead, you can have a fully native Windows, iOS, and Android app, but still reuse 80, 90% of the code in your shared libraries and frameworks. And so we're really excited about Xamarin and what you can do with it. You're going to see us continue to enhance Xamarin, and in particular, as we think about the forms technology that Xamarin has, Xamarin Forms, and Universal Windows Apps, they do share a bunch of common XAML capabilities, and over time, I think you'll see us continue to integrate those together so that you can leverage them in an even richer way.
Okay. Another question from Gian Maria Ricci. You want to know something more about the evolution of Visual Studio Team System, so what is expecting next coming from DevOps?
Yeah, so one of the things that we have now with our Visual Studio Team Services offering in the cloud and then also our TFS offering on premises is just a really fantastic way to build DevOps-based applications. And whether they're for cloud, whether for mobile, whether for desktop, whether for on-prem client-server environments. And pretty much the team ships features every 2 to 3 weeks, so it's also just a constant wave of innovation. Even today, I showed as an example some of the new Docker support that we're starting to come out with for building Dockerized CI/CD pipelines for doing development. You're going to see a lot more next month at our Developer Connect event that we're doing.
Yeah.
And expect to see some really good announcements in the VSTS, the TFS, and then above all, the Visual Studio and .NET space, as well as Azure. Lots more good stuff coming soon.
So the suggestion is using Connect, Stay, and look online.
Yeah, you'll see
a
lot more.
We are done. Thank you very much, Scott, for answering the question from the web. And see you later.
My pleasure.
Bye.
It's great to be in Italy.